7.6.
There's a deeply held belief that sport teaches us valuable lessons about life and ultimately makes us better people. In your view, is there any justification for that?
Some. It can do. Sport involves, well, there are two types of sport. There's team sport and individual sport. But team sport most clearly involves both competition and cooperation. And the advantages of cooperation, you can't do it well without the support of other people. The football striker can't score goals if he doesn't get passes. And the whole team relies on each other. And part of building up a good team is building up a good sense of cooperation. Now, secondly, in individual sport as well as team sport, there are all sorts of individual qualities that you have to be good at sport. You have to have guts. You have to have persistence. You have to overcome difficulties, loss, bad form, injury. You have to overcome or deal with your fear of success and your fear of failure. So there's a terrific number of qualities there that people in general would respect and would like to develop in themselves. And sport, it seems to me, does develop them.
On balance, would you say that sport brings about more happiness or unhappiness in the world?
I saw a picture in The Observer some years ago of someone scoring a goal, and the picture was taken so that behind the netting you could see the crowd, and there must have been 100 faces in this crowd, and every single one of them was totally intently observing the point where the ball was, which wasn't, I don't know if it was in the picture, I can't remember. And it seems to me that that kind of intensity of attention and focus is something that the crowd shares with the players and has a passion for. And I would say that it may not increase happiness. I mean, happiness is a very difficult concept anyway, but it certainly increases living one's life. It is a way of living one's life to the full in the moment. And I would say that sport is like a mass form of art, certainly of culture. So sport has its ways of bringing unhappiness too. Some people can become too depressed at losing or not doing well or losing their form. Some people find it very hard to move on from sport, say they're professionals, into another form of life. But nevertheless, I would say it increases happiness, it increases living in the moment. It increases, it develops a passionate interest which goes beyond success and failure.
Do you think there is a sense that sport has replaced religion in modern society?
It can become a religion in a bad sense for people. I mean, it can become, as it were, the thing that gives meaning to life. And if something is the only thing that gives meaning to life, I think it's rather disappointing. It can become a religion in the sense of a sort of tribal partisanship, which the worst forms of religion have. Religion has been the source of many disastrous conflicts, but it's also brought out the best in people. And I'd say the similar thing is true of sport.
Do you think there is any difference between using new technology to gain an advantage, for example, high-tech swimming suits, and doping? I mean, taking performance-enhancing drugs.
It seems to me there is a radical difference between, say, having a good diet, training better, getting better shoes, and on the one hand, and taking performance-enhancing drugs on the other, which seems like a form of cheating. It seems like a form of, well, the word artificial transformation of the body into a different shape or outcome without the necessary work that usually goes into it. If you're going to build muscles, you have to work at it. If you build muscles by steroids, you don't work at it, it's sort of magical, and it's something that it goes against the idea, which is only partially true in sport, but the idea that success is related to hard work and that you don't achieve anything without hard work.
We seem to expect athletes to be positive role models in society. Is there any reason that we should?
We hope that they're going to be role models on the field of play. That's what they're specially gifted at. Now, as to off the field, if they play for England or Manchester United, they are going to be in the public eye. And if they do something that an ordinary person does at the same age, stupid, gets drunk, is late out at a nightclub, is found to be gambling, you know, those kinds of things, the focus on him is going to be much higher than it is on most people. And that's something that they have to learn to accept. They get the benefits of being celebrities, but there are disadvantages too. And it seems to me that it is hard to expect them to be much better than the rest of us. But we do, and they have to know that they're going to pay a heavier price if they're caught out. So I think it's part of the coach's job, or the senior player's job, to warn people, to guide people, to encourage them. But you can't expect, it's wrong to expect too much.
I've noticed this morning that the results of last night's football match are all over the front pages of the newspapers as well as the back pages. Does that suggest that we may have lost a sense of proportion when it comes to sport?
You have to think that sport actually, whether you like it or not, matters a very great deal to a lot of people today. And it gets a great deal of publicity, and it's a talking point for many, many people. People will be talking about that match at work today, Manchester United versus Barcelona match. They'll be fed up about it, they'll be critical, they'll be disappointed, they'll have their theories, they'll have arguments about it. It would be a talking point of a major kind. Now, if you have something that's a talking point of a major kind, you're going to get extreme coverage of it. And if you get extreme coverage of it, you're going to have more of a talking point. So it's a kind of circle that goes round and round. And in a way, it's crazy. In another way, it's inevitable. And if people are so passionately involved, then it's reflected by the newspapers.